Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios. This is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I was about 8, 9 years old. He started training me. At first, he just let me play because, like, I was big, I was tall and athletic, but I was really, like, a big man at first. Like, I would just rebound, set screens, all types of stuff like that. And he just let it happen so I can get, like, the love for the game first. And then when I was about, like, 10 years old, one summer we got in the lab, like, super heavy. Thought, like, he turned me into a point guard. That's how it really started.
I want to make sure that he goes to a place that's going to allow him to play his game and where he's going to be able to succeed to the best of his ability on and off the court.
I want to be an NBA player, and I feel like I can definitely do that in the next 2 or 3 years.
Let's bring him in. Hour two on Old School. Let's bring in 6'6" guard, Woodland Hills. Man, he's a shining star in the family that is Team Lloyd. Let's bring in Ramel Lloyd, Husker commit and signee. Young sir, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, and thank you for making time after practice. I know you got a lot of stuff going on, and it's busy times. So I appreciate you making time for us and reintroducing yourself to this Husker fan base. I talked to your dad earlier today, and I wanted to ask you, what was your impression? What was it about Lincoln that makes you smile and decided you were willing to spend your collegiate basketball career here?
Well, everything to me. I mean, just a city and support system to have around it, the coaching staff, and just what they're building down there. I just want to be a part of it and just start the new wave of basketball.
For somebody that you've been around the game, your dad's been around the game, and so you've got insight that a lot of people don't have. But it's how you care about the game that gets me excited about your future and your potential. You are a hard worker, but if I asked you to define hard work for you, how would you describe it?
I think it's just doing things that you got to do when you don't want to do them. I think it's the little things that are involved with the game that you don't necessarily want to do, but you do it every time because you work hard or because you know what's best for yourself and your game.
Your father talked about winning. He said, "My young man, Ramel's a winner." And he gave his description of that. For you, winning, give me a definition. How do you think about it?
For me, I would say winning is just winning. I think making winning plays, doing things off and on the court to make sure you're successful and to become a winner. So I think winning is just about being prepared to do what you got to do and finishing the job by winning.
Ramel, with your dad, you know, being a well-accomplished, you know, basketball player, and then obviously you, you know, coming up, you know, obviously after him, just talk about the relationship that you guys had, you know, with basketball bringing you, obviously, I'm assuming, close together, and also the possible pressure of, you know, obviously with your dad being a really good basketball player himself.
Well, for me and my father are really close, so to be together all the time and do this basketball thing. But just, you know, watching him when I was young, you know, at the end of his pro career, it really, you know, brought a love to the game for me, and I always wanted to be just like him, so you know, just coming up, being around it, just, you know, made it, you know, really good. And we have a great relationship. So we built a good foundation for me to come up under his wing.
What I've heard from you two is you guys would sit and watch old clips or watch ball games, and it's constantly a classroom. Do you ever feel like you just want to say, "I just want to watch the game," or I don't need the basketball class?
Oh, definitely, all the time. We'll be sitting there, and he'll be trying to coach the players and tell me what dudes should have done. I'm like, "Dad, can we just watch the game and just, like, chill?" But he just can't help himself. He loves it so much. He loves to coach. He loves to critique guys. So I just let him have it sometimes.
Ramel, with the I always say, you know, when you grow up with a dad that was a professional, you kind of you know, you have an advantage because you get a lot of the talk in the car and at the dinner table and obviously in the gym, so forth and so on. Do you think that experience growing up with your dad and you guys having a good, you know, obviously a great relationship, but just the intimate knowledge that you've been probably getting since you were knee-high to a grasshopper will help you make a easier impact at the college level?
Definitely. I mean, he's been teaching me to do things at the highest level since I was a kid. So a lot of things that kids coming up probably don't know or need to learn going into college, you know, he's already informed me and I've already been accustomed to it for a long time now. So having him has definitely been a big advantage.
Talking to Ramel Lloyd, just signed his letter of intent to the University of Nebraska to play basketball here next year. And I think a lot of what people are interested in are the stories behind the stories. And we would be remiss if we not talk about your mom, because your mom is a rock star and holding this thing together and directing it. Talk to us about Mom Lloyd.
Well, mom is the boss. You know, she, anything we do, we make sure she's involved and she pretty much has a final say. You know, mom isn't like a big basketball person, but you know, growing up with my dad, she learned to love basketball, even though she never played it. And, you know, we're a basketball family, so she's involved in everything at a high level.
You guys were sitting courtside, and Mom had this ear-to-ear grin. And I saw you looking at your mom grinning. Talk to me about sitting and watching your first Huskers Hoops game with a crowd at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
It was a great experience. You know, it was I really enjoyed it. I was, you know, really happy that I was sitting there, you know, just thinking like I'll be able to be here next year and enjoy this actually on the court. So, you know, my mom is always proud of me. She's one of our supporters. So I'm sure she was just sitting there thinking the same thing and just being happy for me and proud of me. So I'm glad I'm able to give her that smile and grin on the court.
Ramel, you know, when your dad describes you and says you're a winner, you know, in my opinion, you don't become a winner if you're not competitive. Just talk about your competitive nature and what you're going to, you know, bring to the team as a ball player and as a teammate very shortly next year.
Yeah, definitely. I don't like to lose. I'm very competitive. I don't think there's anything or any game, no matter what the circumstances, I can't win. So coming into Nebraska, I'm definitely going to bring that to the team and just that competitive edge going in. You know, if you ask me, we're going to win the Big Ten next year with me there. So I definitely have that competitive edge, and I look forward to bringing it to Nebraska.
It's always interesting when you hear people talk about goals, and when people set low bar, they get low results. So it is impressive to me to have you say what you plan on doing when you're here and how you're going to go about it. Let's talk about the skill set. So if you were just simply talking about Ramel Lloyd Jr.'s skill set, what does he bring to the court that will make him an elite player at Nebraska?
For me, I would say I'm big guard, very versatile, can score at all three levels. With me, you never know what you're going to get. I can do a little bit of everything, facilitate, pass, rebound, shoot it at a high level, really just make winning plays, and I feel like I just get things done.
When you talk about your skill set, and generally, you know, you try to emulate a player, you know, in the NBA or maybe in your case, college, that you used to watch growing up, who do you try to pattern your game after, you know, just because of somebody had a big influence on you?
It changed a lot growing up, but I would probably say I watched a lot of Paul George. I used to watch Darren Williams a lot, Penny Hardaway, a lot of the bigger guards, Devin Booker, and try to emulate some of the things they do. But no one in particular that I model my game after.
Ramel, you're playing in a vacuum. This is a pool of sharks. It's deep water and sharks. Talk about some of the competition that's there, even at your own practice, right? That you've had dudes over the last 3 years that all aspire to play at the highest level and do great things. Who are some of those people we're talking about?
On my high school team, like right now, currently?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a battle every day. You know, a bunch of high-level guys that all go in D1 and, you know, ranked, and just my whole team is full of, you know, high level guys with big aspirations and dreams. So every day is pretty much war. I mean, there's nothing given to us at my school. Every day you got to come in and compete and fight for your spot.
Making that transition to college, I mean, obviously nobody's coming out of high school perfect. What are a couple things that you want to improve on or make, a better in your game to really be explosive next year?
Well, for sure, always, getting stronger, more explosive as levels go up. Another thing is, I mean, you can never shoot it too well. So continue just to work on my game and just getting a lot of shots up to be ready to knock down shots at the next level and just the speed and the pace of it. But, playing where I'm playing now at the high level, the highest level.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
High school basketball, I feel like the transition won't be too bad.
Ramel, from our text line, one of the listeners wants to know your thoughts on Fred Hoiberg. What is it about Fred that makes you want to play for him?
Well, Coach Fred has done it at the highest level in every way possible. You know, he was an NBA player, NBA coach, NBA GM. He has a lot of knowledge. You know, he was very intrigued by my game, and you know, he let me in on a lot of things that he felt I could improve on, what he could help me with, and I felt like he was the best coach for me in my game.
Speaking of Coach Hoiberg, just talk about how your game will transition into his style of play. And then second question is, with his style of play, what is your main goal when you come in? Is it to be a scorer or to try to make everybody else better?
Well, yeah, Coach loves guys that can shoot at a high level. You know, me coming in, I bring that for sure. A lot of space, pace. He likes bigger guards. I know that for sure. He wants to be five out. So I feel like with all that space and room, I have a lot of opportunities to score the ball and also facilitate at a high level. So for me, I mean, it's whatever comes to me that game or that day, I'm looking just to be aggressive and just make the right play.
All right, speaking aggressive, this is the question I always ask because, I'm an ex-football player. We always try to fancy ourselves as basketball players, which we never really were. But when you climb up on somebody and dunk, are you a power dunker? And then after you dunk, are you a guy that doesn't say anything? You give them the stare, or you let them know about it?
Well, from the few bodies I've caught, I would say I'm more of a I'll just look at you, kind of run back,
right.
You know, make a face or something. I remember two or three times where I kind of dunked it pretty hard and kind of got the fans a little hype, but. It just depends on the setting of the game. If it's a hype game, like catch somebody, they definitely going to hear about it. But if it's just like a regular little, quiet gym or something like that, I might just look at you and run back.
So walk us through when you know there's a dunk, right? There's a run out, you catch and gather, and it's a big gym. Let's put you in a big space. As a matter of fact, put you in Pinnacle Bank Arena. First time you get a lead and you're out front, they throw it to you, and you know you're not going to get caught. Walk us through. What goes through your head, man? How do you want to deliver this thing?
So if I'm open for a dunk?
Yeah, it's just you.
Break,
open court.
On a break?
Yep, on a break.
You going off the glass, or what you going to do?
Okay, well, the first thing I'm thinking is do not miss. Because you know how that can be when it's just like, how it is when you have a layup and it's just too wide open.
Yeah.
Or like sometimes, get a little nervous. It's just too wide open. It's just too easy and you kind of, mess it up. So first thing I'm thinking is don't miss.
Yeah.
Then once I get there, I'm thinking just it's really just natural instinct. Whatever comes. Depending on, like I said, the game is, if it's packed, if it's packed and we're up 10, I might try a windmill. I might try to cock it back, if we need points for sure, I'm definitely going to just dunk it in and just kind of get back.
Like, you see, you can hear the coach in his head. Like, this is he's also a future coach. Like, you can hear in his head, yeah, man, give me these points and don't mess it up. Like, just don't mess it up. We're talking to Ramel Lloyd Jr., and then, again, committed to Nebraska, and the space is ready for you. The place is ready for you. Academically, where do you stand, and how do you feel about the additional workload?
Academically, where do I stand?
Yeah. You feel comfortable walking in. You're good, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. My school, the school I go to now is pretty prestigious when it comes to academics. So I'm accustomed to having to, you know, really work for my grades and make sure everything is good. So, I mean, I should be prepared for the college experience.
And what might be the most important question we ask all interview, when mom shows up and makes the Jamaican food, who are you calling first? Because you can't eat it by all yourself. You got radio family here now that when mom hooks it up, right, when they hook up the Jamaican food, look, it's a quick text, man. We can get to you.
Yeah, they got Uber Eats and everything now, so there's no excuses, man. We'll be ready and waiting.
For sure.
What's mom making? What's she making? What's her jam?
You know, you get some oxtails, rice and peas, ackee, whatever you want, beef patty, anything.
Here's the last and most important question. Okay, since you come from Cali, I know your dad's from Chicago. Are you well prepared
for New York?
New York. My bad. Are you ready for this Nebraska winter? I know you get that hawk out there in New York, but are you ready to come from Cali and experience this Nebraska winter?
I definitely can't say I'm ready. I don't know. It's gonna be tough, but
we'll help you out, and we ain't even gonna charge you. We're just gonna charge you a plate when your mom comes.
Yeah,
you'll be well taken care of.
Let's just say Coach Hoiberg and the rest of the staff were great recruiters, and they brought me in during the summer when it wasn't snowing. Let's just say that.
Yeah, it's a real hawk, man. Let me tell you, today was the first day, and then it'll jump back to 70 on Tuesday. So just prepare yourself to have the coat ready at all times just to move it through. Listen, so when do you get to town? When do you think you're going to get to Lincoln?
Probably sometime around June.
Okay.
Early summer.
Okay.
Most likely.
Yeah, and this crazy season that's about to happen for you. I mean, you guys are going to be all over the country this year.
Yeah, it should be a fun one. Really good experiences for sure.
Give Husker fans a message. Give them something to walk with to know that Ramel Lloyd is coming and something good is coming with him.
Well, I just want to say I'm very thankful for the opportunity to come and be a Husker, and I'm looking forward to getting to work next year, and go Huskers.
Amen.
There it is,
young man.
You're well taken care of, my
brother.
Yeah,
we got you covered. That's a good family right there. That is Ramel Lloyd Jr. Again, he'll be a Husker next year, and we're looking forward to it. Good family, good young man, certainly can ball. So that ain't even going to be a question.
When he said he's going to do the windmill cock it back, I know he a power dunker.
Yeah.
I know he a power dunker. I see he going to try to rock the mic on him, too.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And Ramel, I'll give you, we're going to help you a little bit. The three words you got to get used to hearing and saying: go Big Red.
Go Big Red.
There it is. Appreciate you, young man. Thank you for making time for us today. Appreciate you.
Thank you guys for having me.
There it is. Get him right, man.
Hey, he going, I know he going, I know.
He's going to tear the rim
hey,
off.
What he said, he's going to cock it back. Man. I know he come with no power.
See, so I shared a video on Twitter of his dad, Duncan.
Yeah.
And his dad was a big dude.
Right.
Right. And he always said, I surprise people because they see a big linebacker looking dude, and then you figure
and
out Duke can raise up and elevate and put a finish on. His dad said he's a better player than he was. And I'm just telling you.
Well, that's good.
Boy, oh boy.
Well, right? The one thing you're going to get with him, just from the little I know of his dad, just from obviously from afar, but you know, I can judge or tell. He's going to be a mentally tough kid. He's going to be well coached. He's going to be able to deal with adversity. He's going to be physical. Mm-hmm. He's going to be smart, and he's going to come to play every single game.
And that's he loves playing.
Yeah,
he
that's
loves
what I'm
this
saying.
Game.
But
he
that's
loves
why I,
this game.
When I asked him, he's getting the. You ever hear about like the you know like the millionaires and the kids end up doing well? They get all the talk at the table mm-hmm. from 6 years old, they're sitting there, you know, having all the other people talk, and they're just learning stuff, and they don't even really have to go to college or school because they're getting the real deal knowledge. That's what he's getting. And then plus, he got to see it. He's playing a tremendous high-level competition out there in high school. So coming in and playing at a major Division I program isn't a big deal anymore.
Nope.
To not only him, but most of these kids, because they've – whether it's the AU circuit in the summer or spring and summer – high school, and he's flying all over the country. When they're playing or when his team's touched down,
it's an event.
And they're, you know, and you know, they're scouting teams, like they're running a college program, pretty much a mini college program. They're scouting teams, they got scouting reports, they're lifting weights, they got study hall, they got tutors,
they travel well.
They,
a high school team,
yeah,
that's going to Hawaii, Vegas, yeah,
right, they got everything that a college has. So really, to be honest with you, if you're recruiting a kid like that, you got to give them, and that's a testament to the Nebraska staff, is that you can't provide less than what he's getting in high school as far as the perks and all this stuff. So to get him to come to Nebraska, it's a really good fit, because you know he wants to be here. And I'm looking forward to seeing him. And, you know, obviously I'm looking forward to this team, obviously this year, but when you get some special kids to come in your program, you start building them, you get them year after year. That's how you're instead of like reloading, you're restocking, you know, you're rebuilding, you're reloading. So, that's a good thing. That's a good problem to have. It's going to be tremendous amount of competition, and you know he's going to come with it, because I can guarantee you he's not taking no backseat to anybody.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We'll throw it to a quick break, because we got to give Jay's picks, and then we got to break down this 10. So, Nick, you lucked out this week. No karaoke on Friday.
No, you got to give him a break. He had a rough day ever since
158. Yeah, that's what I was figuring, because he might.
Since 158, he said, I just had a bad day.
We would need the dump button if he sang karaoke today. So we'll throw the break. Come back. Let's do the quarterback talk, and then we'll close out with Jay's picks. We'll do that on Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you a financial advisor considering the independent RIA model and wondering where to start? Start with Schwab Advisor Services. They've helped thousands evaluate the full range of options and can help you determine your best path forward. Start your journey today at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths.